Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The proposal that came forward yesterday really is a joke.
I'm not surprised that my colleague, Senator McConnell, laughed at that proposal.
The president's plan does nothing but damn us to becoming Greece.
So ridiculous. Disastrous.
Very disappointing.
The president's idea of a negotiation is roll over and do what I ask.
The good news is he's put something in writing. The bad news is it doesn't really get us in the moving forward.
The Republican plan failed the very first test of fairness.
Unfortunately, the speaker's proposal right now is still out of balance.
All right, well, there's sort of a mashup of congressmen, senators, Speaker Boehner, the president talking about one or the other side not willing to compromise. So that's the big problem. And that's why there still is some concern about what happens January 1st. Maybe there's good reason, or maybe because there's 3 weeks left, it'll all work out. What do you think? Are you optimistic, pessimistic? Do you care? 800-510-8255. A lot of arguing going back and forth. It sounds like pre-convention. Sounds like pre-election rhetoric. Is it really a sickness? Is it really a sign of this country being extraordinarily broken? There are many people who think that that's the case. Listening to some of the talk radio this week, as we monitor a lot of the, and when I say we, I mean me and the people who produce this program, other hosts, in fact, you listen to what some of these hosts are saying, and you want to get sick. And you listen to some of the politicians, and you want to get sick. It's just more of the same baloney, and it makes you wonder why this party system even exists. Because it's the parties that are a problem. The individuals and the membership in the parties and people who think there's only one way to think about anything and everything. 800-510-8255 connects with us as usual here on the countdown. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. That's me. So let's get started with this hour of the countdown with a conversation Sean Hannity had with Ann Coulter as they argue about what ought to be done by the Republicans.
Let's start with the fiscal cliff. Your reaction to all of this?
Well, there are three important points. One is the economy is going to be a catastrophe over the next 4 years, no matter what Republicans do. You have Obamacare coming down the pike. So many people are going to part-time work and are being hurt. I mean, everyone I know in every possible industry is already seeing cutbacks in advertising, cutbacks, and even going to go to see the doctor. The economy is going to be a disaster. It's only going to get worse under Obama. Republicans are totally over the barrel because all tax cuts, Bush tax cuts, expire unless they agree to what is being portrayed as tax. Of course, it's not, just let me finish the 3 points. It's not the rich. It is people who are currently engaged in making money. If it were tax breaks, as they say, for the rich, I'd be more in favor of tax hikes on the rich. That's Warren Buffett and John Kerry and Dianne Feinstein. No, this isn't a wealth tax. This is a tax on people who are desperately trying to become rich, but the truly rich, like Warren Buffett, don't want them to. And finally, the most important point is in 2 years, we've got to take back the Senate, and in 4 years, we've got to take the presidency.
But I don't want to talk about the election.
All Republicans have to concentrate on is making sure that this economy gets blamed on Obama. And there are things they can do, like propose tax cuts, or rather tax hikes for the truly rich, i.e. Warren Buffett. No more state and local tax deductions. Cut out that Hollywood phony accounting. Let's go after the 1% of the 1%. Forget the 1% of income.
There's a lot of good ideas there, and I can't deal with every one of them, but they also have to stand up for the country going broke. Take a stand against America going broke.
But they can do that by giving speeches, by making clear this is not a good deal, we are against this, and raising taxes on the people who are the job creators.
How about they pass a bill that extends all the Bush tax cuts? What's wrong with that?
They could, but it'll be rejected in the Senate.
Okay,
and the question is then what happens?
Well, then who's to blame?
Okay, fine, let's do that. But in the end, at some point, if the Bush tax cuts are repealed and everyone's taxes go up, I promise you Republicans will blame for it. It doesn't mean you cave on everything, but there's some things Republicans do that feed into what the media is telling America about Republicans.
I want to make sure I understand. So are you saying then, for PR purposes, that they should give in to Obama on the tax rate?
Not exactly. I guess I am. But I
You're
think you should
they
have
capitulate to Obama, who's We don't have a revenue problem, Ann.
We lost the election, Sean.
We won the election in the House, and the government stayed the same.
But again, it's going to be like in 1994 when, oh, yay, Republicans won the House and the Senate, and we had Clinton in the White House, and the government
Republicans
shut down.
Run on the idea.
That hurt the Republicans. That hurt the Republicans.
The Republicans run on the idea that they're going to be for limited government, less government spending, lower taxes.
No, but they will be.
Well, if they're going to raise taxes and buy Obama's argument and co-opt his language, then basically we've got the Democratic Party.
No, they're not going to allow taxes to be raised on 98% of America because they need to keep their eye on what
happens to Obama.
All right. Ann Coulter sounds like Obama. Not quite, John. 800-510-8255. The White House rejects the Republican proposal to avert the fiscal cliff. That happened earlier in the week. House Speaker Boehner says during a press conference, the ball is in the president's court. The president now says that the problem is that there is not enough flexibility. I like these conversations to a point because we're able to easily bring you both sides of the argument. And that's what's important in these things. 800-510-WHO-CARES, but it's 800-510-8255, first of all. Who cares about the deficit? What about what went on during the Bush years? What happened when Bill Clinton was the president? The people who are right of center are the ones who seem to, in some way, shape, or form, the problem, according to... I'm looking at some of the yammering talking points here. The government during the Bush years enthusiastically supported the president until late in his second term. Fiscal conservatives started raising their voices. The protests and the subsequent rise of the Tea Party. Are they the problem? Maybe that's what the problem is. The Tea Party. 800-510-8255. We'll be talking or listening to one of our Countdown affiliates in just a moment here on the Countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
is it like another one?
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good. I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a discussion of the fiscal cliff. The president suggesting that some Republicans might relent on tax increases for the wealthiest Americans. He was speaking to a group of corporate leaders. President indicated that some lawmakers were softening on the opposition to tax hikes, meaning Congress may be a step closer to reaching a budget agreement. I think there's a recognition that maybe they can accept some rate increases as long as it's combined with serious entitlement reform and additional spending cuts, said the president. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Here's a talk host, Frank Beckman, with Grover Norquist. They talk about some of the Republicans walking away from the Norquist tax pledge.
Some of the stories out of Washington indicated you're seeing defections from your ranks of those who would not raise taxes. How do you see it?
Well, some of that is the same people who 2 years ago, when Republicans faced down Obama over the debt ceiling, the Republicans wanted $2.5 trillion in spending restraint in order to raise the debt ceiling, and Obama wanted to raise taxes instead of reducing spending. There were some Republicans who said, oh, let's do a little of both, and they preemptively offered to surrender to Obama on the spending, on the tax issue. Of course, the rest of the Republicans didn't follow these guys. They said, no, let's do spending restraint, not tax increases. And the taxpayers won that fight. So some of the same Republicans who had I think rushed too early to capitulate and too early to, oh, let's compromise and lose, rather than, hey, let's argue on principle. They did it again this time. Nobody, by the way, just to be clear, no one has voted, no Republican, no pledge taker has voted for a tax increase. No Republican has actually stood up and said, I want to vote for a tax increase, I intend to vote for a tax increase. A few have said, you know, in extremis, under certain circumstances, if they gave me a kajillion dollars of permanent real spending restraint on entitlements, that I might vote for a small tax increase. That kind of comment really got beat down when Obama came out and said, well, here's what I want to do. I want to have $1.6 trillion in tax increases, and I want to increase spending, not cut it.
By the way, that's double what he said he wanted during the campaign.
But actually four times what he said he wanted in the campaign. In the campaign, he said he wanted to raise the top two rates. That gets you 400. Now he wants to raise the top two rates and eliminate deductions and credits for another 400 and get another $800 billion somewhere else. Obviously, he's looking to do serious tax increases on middle-income Americans because, let's say his budget, which every single Democrat in the House and Senate voted against this year. They all voted against it. Mm-hmm. None of them voted for it. So this is the budget he claims he has a mandate for, okay? The one you never heard of during the campaign, that budget. The one that when it was discussed, the Democrats ran like scalding dogs from that budget. That's the one he claims you secretly agreed to. I mean, we have a situation where he's trying to raise taxes, increase spending, and keep in mind, all of the stuff we're talking about is in addition to $1 trillion of Obamacare tax increases, 90% of which have not yet hit you. All of these tax hikes start in and around January 1st of next year. So there's the tax increases because the quote-unquote Bush tax cuts lapse, okay? And then there are the tax increases that Obama himself personally put in.
800-510-8255. How do you survive with this kind of taxation is a question that a lot of people who are running small businesses are wondering, and the economy is just pretty much sputtered to a stop. Citigroup's laying off, 11,000 people because of all of this? Wow. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Yeah. You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Thursday, December 6th on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. You're listening to the continuing discussion of what we do with our fiscal realities. Are you a hawk on this? Do you agree with the deficit hawks that the issue needs to be the highest priority? After watching the Republican National Convention, you got to wonder why the deficit hawks think the GOP will come through for them. The subject often devolves into an argument about the trustworthiness of Paul Ryan and the Bush-era tax cuts. The case for the Romney-Ryan ticket, interesting, as you go back to the election and think about, okay, what were they going to do to fix this problem? It would have been a whole lot different, obviously, if Barack Obama were not the president and Mitt Romney was. Anyway, let's listen to Gary Sattelmeyer, who's on our Countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, talking to financial analyst Yuval Rosenberg about what Rosenberg thinks Washington will do and what they should do about the situation.
Two-part question, Mr. Rosenberg. Number one, what is your prediction of what these folks will do before the end of this month? And number two, what would be your prescription for what they should do?
Well, I'm not sure that they're actually going to be able to do something, finalize a deal before the end of the month. But if they do, I think it's going to be somewhere between these first two offers that we've seen laid out. It seems clear Republicans, Speaker Boehner is facing a lot of pressure. You see, even in some of the polling, that the GOP, the House Republicans, are going to be blamed much more than President Obama is if we don't reach a deal. And so given that we've had the election, and given the, where the polling stands, and also on the other side of it, given that they need to, they're going to be thinking about their own reelection prospects a couple of years down the road, we're going to have to be able to reach a deal that's somewhere in between, and it looks like the president's really adamant about tax rates going up for the top 2%. And they may have to give in on that and try to get other concessions elsewhere. What's best for the economy right now might not be what they actually end up doing. It's at this point, you know, I think the idea would be to not raise taxes, at least not too much. The tax rates on the highest earners aren't going to create that much drag. The Congressional Budget Office estimates it's going to be 0.1% of GDP, so that's not, that by itself isn't going to send us back to recession. But at the same time, you don't want to cut spending too drastically immediately, and you don't want to boost taxes right now, including the payroll tax, which I think a lot of people would feel coming, you know, they'd see that, everybody would see that coming out of their pockets right away.
That's going to happen, right? The payroll tax cut is going to go away January 1.
There's actually some talk that it might not, because people realize that it's going to have that economic impact. Whether you're in the top, if you're in the top 2%, you might not feel it that much, but folks further down would feel it and would see it coming out of every single paycheck. And so there's a chance that it actually might not go away. And if they were looking at balancing the economy today and long-term prospects, I think they might reconsider letting the payroll tax cut expire.
800-510-8255. Voters are more likely, as you think about what we do as you go ahead. It's amazing, by the way. I'm looking at some of the blog posts and some of the opinion articles and thinking to myself, isn't it amazing? We're already talking about the next election, and we just got out of the last one, and what these guys are going to do. What happens to your support for your congressman or a senator that may be up in 2 years, if he or she votes for tax increases? Does it make a difference whether you're a Republican or Democrat? Of course it does. Well, no. It makes more of a difference if you are a fiscal conservative or not. That's where the real term conservative comes into play, because conserve means to save. And how do you look at any of this stuff and see any savings? The spending continues like these guys were drunk 28 past the hour.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast. Talk Radio Countdown. Every weekend we do a whole three-hour special on the 10 most talked about items. Try to get to a couple of them every day in this hour, and sometimes it's hard to get beyond the first two. Fiscal Cliff callers right now at 800-510-8255. And yes, we'll have time later in the hour for Bob Costas and gun control and the whole big deal that's been largely exaggerated. That is how to take what he said. The conversation is good, but we have the same result every time we have the conversation. Nobody does anything. We just yammer about it. 800-510-8255. By the way, you can listen to the discussions of these topics. Go to DougStephan.com and see the listen button. You can listen live while we're on the air, or you can get the archives of it. There are podcasts of every hour of this program there at DougStephan.com. So, as of now, over about just a little over half of you who have been polled think the tax rates for people with incomes above $250,000 ought to increase as of January 1st. The expiring Bush tax cuts, wealthier families should see a decrease in their itemized deductions. So, the numbers have been consistent. How come, this is what flabbergasts me, frankly, individually, I am so offended by those of you who want to see people pay more in taxes into a completely corrupt system that is so full of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. What are you thinking? How would you, think about it in your own life. If you were spending at the rate that the government spends, and there was as much waste in your spending, and you couldn't afford to put food on the table, or to pay for gasoline for your car, or do other things that are basically fundamental, but you still saw, okay, this is an argument between husband and wife. Husband says, we can't afford a new TV. Wife says, yeah, we got to have a new TV. Husband says, we haven't got enough money to pay for food. Wife says, no, we got to have a new TV. Oh, you could turn it around. The wife says, we got to save money. You understand what I'm saying? That's what's going on here in principle. And then when you bore down into it, you see that the husband has spent $49 a week to play golf. You know, he could go to a place maybe that charged him a buck a hole instead of $5 a hole. I can come up with any kind of representation of this presentation. The reality is we have horrendous waste in the Medicare budget, in the Defense Department, foreign aid, you name it, the corruption that's in the FDA, all these bureaus that do the same thing, 14 different organizations that do the same inspections, and they don't even do a good job with 14 of them falling all over each other. When do you stop? When do you do like the Egyptians are doing and start protesting in the streets? You didn't do it for the election. Why aren't you doing it? 800-510-8255. Marianne in New York says we ought to stop paying Congress until they do something.
Let it happen. Let us go over the cliff and everybody pay what they've got to pay. You know, these congressmen, these politicians that make me laugh because, you know, what? They're what? Two days a week they're in Washington, and the rest of the day, the rest of the time they're at home, supposedly, you know, with their constituents, which is a big joke. And, you know, they just got off a 2 months vacation plus another 2 months for campaigning. You know, stop paying these jerks. Stop paying them until they get something done in Washington. You know, now they're so worried about going home for Christmas. It's a joke. It's really a joke. Stop paying them just like anybody else with a regular job would stop getting paid if they didn't do their job. You know, I'm so tired of their bickering and fighting and wondering, you know, what's going to happen. Let it be. Let it go. Let us go over the cliff. You know, what happens, happens. You know, people are just so sick of Washington and everything that's going on. But these guys and women, they get paid a pretty good penny for what they do. You know, so stop paying them. And with the money that they're that we stop paying them, get the deficit down.
800-510-8255. Let's get some angst into this, some good emotion in that call, Marianne. Thank you. Here's Eric in Florida with what we're all forgetting.
I'm a constitutionalist and a libertarian, so I'm kind of standing above this Republican and Democrat thing. I you know what? We earn the money. It's not the government's money. And this is the concept that I think is so lacking, and even from the Democrats, from the Republicans, I never hear it from the Democrats. But the Republicans don't state that we're not here for the government's spending of our money. We're not little cogs in a machine to be some sort of central plan. We have a right to earn our own money, to keep most of what we have, to give some, to pay off for the common things we need to share for defense and things like that. But most of the other stuff that happens, we should be going to the states to be able to handle it. And we also should, first off, I'd say don't stop right now because of the potential for riots. Let's stop the business welfare, and then let's stop the personal welfare, and eventually people have enough money to be self-dependent. Stop making them dependent, please.
Good idea, sir. Thank you. Well thought out, caller. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Lee in Ohio has a no-confidence vote.
With the executive branch, the president, virtually no confidence at all in the gentleman. He's a perpetual campaigner. He does not do his job in Washington. As far as the House goes, probably around 25 to 30%. And as far as the Senate goes, because of Mr. Reid, nothing is done. People seem to fail to remember that in order to get any legislation passed in this government, it requires the Senate and the House to compromise, and the only way that can be done is if a bill is submitted by the House to the Senate for discussion and legislative action, and if the Senate then reads that bill and decides to act on it, then there is compromise.
800-510-8255. Will these people get something done? They have to do something, right? Meanwhile, when you think about the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, you look at the numbers, Obama's just drowning. Your money is being taken to help this habit. And in the meantime, the whole system is drowning in red ink. Margaret in New Jersey on the countdown.
At this point, if you think about it, all the seniors are already in trouble. They're not going to get a little increase, but every year, automatically the Senate and the Congress automatically get a raise. Why are they getting a raise? They should stop that. They don't need the money anymore. They got plenty. But also, the fact is that Obama's just going to have it his way, and that's it. And how come the Democrats aren't sitting down and doing all this stuff with everybody?
800-510-8255. Harry Reid has questioned the Republicans' rationality on the fiscal cliff after some events this week. Is he on to something? What about just taking apart the essence of these parties? Again, I go back to the parties, the party structure, and who it is now that's leading these parties. Is Obama in charge of the Democrats? Who's in charge? It's not Mitt Romney. Is it Paul Ryan? Is it Marco Rubio? Mario Ruiz is Marco Rubio, right? So, yeah, it baffles. It just, anybody who thinks through all of this stuff just goes bananas thinking about the rationality for this discussion, because there isn't any. It's no rational way anybody can argue that we need to pay more taxes to be wasted and thrown away. John in Pennsylvania on the Republicans.
The majority of people voted and sided with President Obama. President Obama won. And, if Mitt Romney would have won, then they would have got their tax breaks for the wealthy. And, all the other things that they wanted, but they lost. So, the Republicans need to realize this and do what's right for the country instead of sticking up for just 2% of the country. I'm a small business owner. One of the biggest problems is gas. Every time the gas goes up, people don't have money to hire me to do my service. So what we need to do is we need to invest in the country. We don't need to give more money to rich people so they can send more jobs overseas or give subsidies to oil companies who make record profits. It doesn't make any sense. We want to cut programs for like PBS and Planned Parenthood for not the middle class or lower class people or working poor need these programs. But yet we had these tax breaks for the rich for what, over 10 years? They don't really create any jobs. The rich people keep getting richer. They hoard their cash. They don't create any jobs. And, I just think it's time for the Republicans to realize that they need to do what's right for the country and need to do what's right for the majority of the country, not just 2%.
Man, are you out to lunch, sir? Woof. Woo. Wow. But there's an opinion there, and that's what we respect here on the countdown. Up next, the discussion about gun control and what Bob Costas said about the death of the NFL player. That's up next on the countdown.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Between your favorite family recipes and the tasty treats in the office, the holiday season is an indulgent time of year. While our bodies may excuse the extra calories, our digestive system isn't always as forgiving. Nutrition expert Carrie Glassman offers tips on how you can improve your digestive health this holiday season.
Maintaining proper digestive health is something we should prioritize, especially during the holiday season when we want to feel and look our best. A new survey from Danon shows that a majority of Americans agree digestive health is closely linked to our overall well-being. However, Americans may not always be aware of the easy steps they can take to keep their digestive system on track. One simple change I recommend to ensure you don't miss out on any of the holiday fun this year is to seek out products with specific benefits, like certain probiotic yogurts that can help regulate the digestive system.
To learn more about digestive health and the benefits of probiotics and yogurt, speak with your healthcare provider.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change with a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. And get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. This offer won't last long, so hurry in today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues with the focus on this whole business of gun control, a death in the Sunday night football game. Well, the discussion about Jovan Belcher. So here's Taco's Jimmy Barrett with sports analyst Dave Ferguson. They talk about parts of this story that seem to be missing, and that is the problem of domestic violence. The number of people who are NFL players whose families have suffered with this, and the possible role concussions may play in situations like this.
How aggressive is the NFL's domestic violence program, Dave? And how bad is the domestic violence problem in the National Football League that they felt compelled to establish this program to begin with?
Well, the problem is rather severe, and a lot of this can seems to get swept under the carpet until unfortunate incidents like this do creep up. The NFL does need to take it a few steps further than what they've got it right now. Obviously, as you mentioned, Jimmy, it didn't seem to capture the Belcher incident and kind of slipped through the cracks, even though the Kansas City Chiefs team did state quite openly that they were doing everything they can with Belcher to try and get everything alleviated so things like this didn't occur.
So hang on, the Kansas City Chiefs were aware that Jovan Belcher had a domestic violence issue or problem or an anger management problem?
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Wow. I hadn't really heard that. So what is supposed to happen? Are the Chiefs supposed to pick up the phone and call the NFL office and get whoever's in charge of this domestic violence program to contact them directly? Or for the players, is this strictly voluntary in nature?
It's strictly voluntary because a lot of the players do not come forward unless other people from members of the family, colleagues, peers, teammates do happen to raise a flag saying, look, we've got a trouble with such and such a player. We need to step in and take matters into our own hands. However, having said that, some players are resistant to taking any help because they don't think they have a problem. But in Belcher's case, given that he was an advocate in earlier days for male athletes against violence, campaign and a program like that for a few years, I think the league was taking it back.
Yeah, well, you know, just because you walk the walk doesn't mean you're going to talk the talk.
That's right. You know, very true.
You can recognize the problem in other people doesn't mean you're going to recognize the problem in yourself. I know there's a new concussion study out, and I know that there has been at least reportedly a link between aggressive behavior and concussions. Is there any possibility that that a concussion in Jovan Belcher's world may have anything to do with this?
My own theory on this is yes. Unfortunately, given the nature of the accident or the suicide, they're not going to be able to tell an awful lot. But given what friends and family are saying is that he had history of memory loss, he had bouts of depression and aggression and explosive anger. He also had the substance abuse problem with alcohol and with drugs, with painkillers, even though he did not, was not one of the players that was reported to have a number of concussions. The fact of the matter is he did certainly have all the symptoms that would signal that there were concussions with headaches.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Bob Costas comments, gun control, the idea that this story is about domestic violence, the whole game of football, and how this is so, that when you look at what's happening with players from when they're teenagers through high school and college into the professional ranks, it's a national outrage. It's a disgrace. And yet people turn away, oh, it's a great game, yada, yada. It is horrible what is going on with the people who play this game. It's all about money, and it just is a nightmare. Here's host Jay Weber talking about Bob Costas, who now says people are too stupid to understand what he really meant when he talked at halftime. And I think maybe he's, I don't know if I'd use the term, but stupid. But people are not listening, that's for sure.
As is the case with most people who misspeak or say something stupid, he's refusing to admit that what he said was wrong, and is instead lashing out at critics and doubling down on the inanity. And this is particularly the case with people who are in general intelligent people, as Costas is, but it's certainly the case with egotistical people, or people that are in that egotistical glitterati group that we're often mocking. When they screw up, instead of admitting fallibility, they feel the need to call the rest of us stupid. And this was his opening salvo. You all misunderstood. He appeared on Larry O'Donnell's show on MSNBC, which right off the bat there, that tells you what he watches in his time off and which party he associates with. He's a liberal. He had volumes of requests for interviews yesterday. He ducked most of them. And I'm sure he had a request to come on Fox News. I'm sure of that. He chose to do MSNBC and Larry O'Donnell, and then he chose the Dan Patrick Show. Those were the two shows that, so far as I can tell, he did. He told Larry O'Donnell, I never mentioned the Second Amendment. I never used the word gun control. People inferred that. Now, I do believe we need more comprehensive and more sensible gun control legislation. Yes, I do. And that doesn't mean repeal the Second Amendment. That doesn't mean a prohibition on somebody having a gun to protect their home and family. So notice, we inferred gun control. Because that's what he was talking about. That's why we inferred it. And then somehow we got it wrong. But I love this. I never said Second Amendment. I never said gun control. You inferred that. But then he goes on literally in the next sentence and talks about, quote, comprehensive and sensible gun control legislation. So he is and was talking about gun control.
Wow. That is, hello. Because you're going with Larry O'Donnell, you're automatically a liberal. Okay. 800-510-8255. Here's host John Justice talking with political commentator Stephen Cruiser about the rush to blame guns in this murder-suicide.
Do you know whether or not the gun has been taken into custody?
I don't know if the gun has been taken into custody or had prior arrests for domestic violence.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that either.
Yeah.
No.
That's the key question I have in this, and I want to know if the gun's defense is going to be that the gun didn't pull its own trigger in this regard. That I mean, I'm no defense attorney. I'm just curious about this.
The anti-gun idiots are always illogical with their leaps and assumptions, but this one was one of the biggest stretches I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you can have a lengthy conversation about domestic violence. You can have a lengthy conversation about domestic violence among NFL players. I mean, there are all kinds of places you can go with this. But to go as, and this is about the Whitlock article that Costas was quoting now, to go right to convenience store shootings, how he made the leap from here you got a football player engaged in a domestic violence dispute, and then he goes really off the rails and kills himself and the woman, and then now it becomes a gun culture convenience store disputes over loud music thing.
Well, and
it was the greatest leap of illogic I'd seen in quite a while.
So you have that, and then you couple that with the fact that Costas decided, and he's obviously when you can hear it when you're listening to it, you can definitely see it when you're watching it. I mean, he's reading from the prompter with this. This wasn't an emotional, you know, outburst. This was a premeditated, thought out. He wrote it beforehand. This was all planned for him to take that and then actually go and, you know, repeat the article and make these comments during the game. I'm still just scratching my head going, why are you, really? This is what you're going to do? The whole thing just seems ludicrous on multiple fronts.
Costas is a sanctimonious little garden gnome on his best days, okay? And he hasn't seen his best days in 20 years. So I'm still not sure what his function at Sunday Night Football is anymore. Just we need to wheel out Bob Costas to show that Madame Tussauds did a nice wax job on his figure or something. And when he started to go into this, my first thought was typical NBC News.
Because
they have to have it bleed into their sports now. I mean, they were doing it a couple of years ago when they were letting Olbermann on Sunday Night Football, and he was getting little political season now.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.